It's me, Landon. Don't do that, please. I have no choice. I can't let him have my technology.
All right. Here's the money.
I'm sorry, but you gave me no choice. Hello? Yes? Kingpin, are you spying on me? The work's going fine. Come to my press conference and hear for yourself. Or send one of your informants. Good work, Genevieve.
Mr.
I'd like to delay it, but my chief investor needs reassurance. To get him off my back, I'll share some of my preliminary findings with the press for now. But my real work, for the good of mankind, won't be finished until I perform one final test. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I stand before you today to announce the dawning of a new age. A new era in understanding the genetic factors which create the mutant strain. As most of you know, DNA, the microscopic strands of chemicals in every human and animal cell, contains the code for all of our physical traits. But occasionally, the strands are uniquely imperfect, and we call the result mutancy. Because of the complexity and the minute size of the strands, scientists have been unable to manipulate mutant DNA until now. Thanks to the newest generation of supercomputers, we at the Brand Corporation are on the verge of one of the greatest discoveries. We must leave.
But we have to help him. He risked his life to save you.
There's nothing we can do. I wouldn't try that again. We're now increasing the voltage.
Landon, what is the meaning of this?
Can't you guess? Don't you remember when we worked together all those years ago, Dr. Hank McCoy? Remember how eager you were to find a cure for your growing mutancy? So eager that you risked destroying yourself in the process.
That was a lifetime ago. I've changed a great deal since then.
Obviously, you're one of them now. You've changed all right.
But I haven't. I intend to use the research you began to destroy all mutants.
Herbert, this is genocide. You can't be serious.
Oh, no? This chemical was designed by me to reduce the physioelectric energy of mutant DNA, unraveling it into nothingness. It will make mutant cells turn against them and destroy their very bodies. The human race will be purified once more. And to make sure it works, I'm going to test it on you, my true blue friend.
The irony is, I couldn't have done any of this without your brilliant research. The research you started to prevent yourself from turning into a hairy animal. Talk to me, Leewald. Mutants. Activate the missile launchers and turn off those alarms.
Missiles locked on targets.
Blast that mutant scum into oblivion. Where are they?
They got away, sir.
Then find them. They can't be allowed to disrupt my experiment.
The chemicals are at just the right temperature. It's time to begin, Genevieve.
Are you sure we're doing the right thing?
This is no time for second thoughts. Mutants are a curse on the human race. No! You must stop them. Do you hear me? Stop them! We must move quickly. Stop him before he ruins everything.
Perfect. Two mutants with one stone.
Ever heard of
karma?
My life's work, all those years. Come back with that disc.
Now, what were you saying about losers being weepers?
Do it and lose everything. Go on. I dare you. Ta-ta, Lennon. It's been real.